Okay, when's the 8 and 8, 1821. You know what, I forgot just a second to write something here. Okay, no nonsense. Look at the book of Revelation. This segment's going to be We Are the Storm. The storm that I've told you about was the Lord was saying. Then he had the deal about the storm. He said it has begun. Okay, Q has linked this war like to a this cyber war like a chess match. All right, the enemy knows that he's lost. POTUS has given the enemy many chances to do the right thing. He's going over and beyond the call of duty to try to give them one more chance to make the right choice. And so far, they have not. All right, they have an evil resolve, and they'll receive the penalty for their choices, okay? They know they can't win. It's like two people sitting at the chess table. We can't see the table, so we don't know that they're like in chess. The longer you play, the less moves you have left on the board. And there's only so many moves left on the board. And one knows they've lost, and the other knows they've won. So what does the one that knows they're going to lose, what do they do? They'll do everything they can to try to cause the other one that's going to win to make a mistake. And this is where we are in this game. They're going to try to do everything they can, throw everything they can, knowing they can't win, knowing they won't win, but they're going to do it to try to cause the one that is winning to make a mistake. And that's why the president's been so slow and his team so slow and so deliberate everything they do. Okay. All right. Right here, let me read what the Lord said. They know there are only a few chess moves left until checkmate. Therefore, they will unleash all their arsenal. So be prepared, for that is all they have left. This plays right into the White Hat's plan. Then they can move in for the kill. After all their ammunition is exhausted, see, they're trying to get them to let loose, to be provoked and be let loose their what little ammunition they have left. Then they can go in for the kill. Be vigilant and pray in the spirit, for the enemy knows, since he can't win, he will try to cause the White Hats to make a mistake. This is why it has been painstakingly, or have you say that, slow. The White Hats are making sure it is swift and clean with no errors. POTUS sees the chessboard and so does the enemy, but we don't. So we have to trust the plan. That's why Q says trust the plan. All right. Nothing can stop what's coming. All right, I want to read to Joel chapter 3. We are the storm is what the Lord has said. We've read Joel a few months back, but every time I read it, I kind of see a little more of the picture. Joel chapter 1.
Chapter 3 or chapter 1?
Chapter 1. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel, hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. Can I turn that down just, please? Just a little bit too breezy in here, especially with me reading a bunch. Thank you. That which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten. That which the locust hath left hath the cankerworm eaten, and that which the cankerworm hath left hath the caterpillar eaten. We know about them caterpillars. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep and howl, all ye drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. He hath laid my vine waste and barked my fig tree. He hath made it clean, bare, and cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests, the Lord's ministers, mourn. The field is wasted, the land mourneth, for the corn is wasted. The new wine is dried up, the oil languisheth. Be ye ashamed, O you husbandmen. Howl, O you vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, and the fig tree languisheth. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, and the apple tree. Even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Gird yourselves and lament, ye priests. Howl, ye ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God, for the meat offering and the drink offering are withholden from the house of your God. Sanctify ye a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Alas for the day! For the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not the meat cut off from before our eyes, yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God? The seed is rotten under their clods, the garners are laid desolate, the barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herd of cattle are perplexed, because they have no pasture, yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. O Lord, to thee will I cry, for the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field cry also unto thee, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. I saw a deal today where they were talking about this man that has, he has figured out an ability to be able to watch them taking and shooting these lasers and starting these fires. They're in such timed increments, it cannot be natural. They're re-burning the land. They're doing it again in California right now. Places all over the world, there's fires. Places all over the world, there are floods. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. A great people and a strong. There hath not been ever the like, never, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness, yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained, all faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men, they shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks, neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path, and when they shall fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the city. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter at the windows like a thief. What's going on all over the world? People are being pushed to the precipice, and they're fighting back, and they're beginning to get in the faces of these tyrants, and they're saying, we're not going to do it. The people are becoming the storm. This is what's happening. I talked to someone today that has little ones. One just started school. And I said, you have to stand up. You may have to go to your school board meetings. You're going to have to find out what everything that's going on in that child's classroom. What are they pushing? What are they doing? See, this is the storm. These are people standing up and saying no. You know how many more of us there are than of that are of them? Now, we're all called to different places to stand up. But everybody that loves freedom is standing up. And that's what the president, that's what everyone involved has been waiting on. They've been waiting on for the people to stand up. If they could have done it, it wouldn't have made any difference. The people had to be pushed to the brink to realize what was going on and see what was going on in our world, and they had to stand up, because if the white hats just took them all out, we'd still have people asleep with that sorry old mindset. Pushed down so that someone could swoop in and do it again. The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, the stars shall withdraw their shining, and the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? Therefore also now, saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart, and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent, and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, those that suck the breath, let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Right now, people are getting brave and they're starting to step forward in before courts, before school boards, and saying, this is what you're doing and you are a tyrant and you are wrong. There was a man, I didn't watch the video, but he was ringing them out with the Nuremberg code. You have broken everything on this Nuremberg code. And that's recognized in every country in the world but one, I think. And I forget the one. After World War II, every country agreed they would never push back with vaccines or experimental things or the things they're doing. It's a Nuremberg code. They cannot do that. Every nation agreed they cannot do that. Why are they doing that? Because we the people have allowed them to do it. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen shall rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and you shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. What do you think's going on in Afghanistan? In my heart, I know. I asked the Lord about it. It's a white hat operation. What has happened? The CIA have raped their land, used those poppy fields for their, they didn't call him poppy bush for nothing. It's because of the Afghan poppy fields, the opium business, the drug business, heroin, all that stuff that comes out of that. That's what that's been all about. What's happening? President Trump went in when he first got in office and he made a deal with all of them. He told them, Jacera's coming, and you're going to make more that way than you ever would off of the opium fields, because the CIA were taking it all. The corn was just cut. Yep. See, the CIA, they call them the farm boys because they're raised on the farm. They're all crooks. And they go in and they terrorize these countries. And now the land's being given back to the Afghan people, and the Taliban, they have a deal with Trump. It's going on. The swamp is being drained. That's what we're watching right now. I don't care what anybody says and how gloom and doom they make it to see. Not everything is as it appears. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea. And his stink shall come up, and his ill favor shall come up, because he had done great things. Yeah, they're crapping their pants right now because of what's coming. Nothing can stop what's coming. Yeah, their stink's about to come up. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit. The fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil. Sounds like Nisera to me. And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten. They've been eaten for 6,000 years, and it's over. It's over. The locusts have eaten the canker worm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my grain army, which I sent among you, and ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you. My people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons, your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out of my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. It shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered, for in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. For behold, in those days and in that time when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. This is Armageddon. And will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. I can't remember where I heard it, where it was talking about, it was my hair appointment today. They were listening to a programmer, and they had a young Chinese girl on there, and she was talking about how she got out of communist North Korea, and the only way they could get out was be sold as through human trafficking. And she was a young girl, and she had to pretend that her mother wasn't her mother, or they would have killed her. And her mother, they bought her for $67. This is what it's talking about here. Give a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Yea, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the coast of Palestine? Will you render me a recompense? And if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? Because you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried it into your temples, my goodly pleasant things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem, have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border? This is slavery. Behold, I will raise them out of the place where ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. I've heard the stats that today there's more slavery than there's ever been in the whole world. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the land of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off, for the Lord has spoken it. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up. It's time to stand up, is what the Lord's saying. It's time for the pushback, however God's called you to do so. We're prayer warriors. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves. That's what they're doing. They're assembling all over this country. All over the world, they're assembling. They're not sitting down anymore. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause the mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. Every day more people are waking up. The longer it takes for this thing drawn out, the more people are waking up. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Now you see why it had to be this way? That's what Q said. It had to be this way. You can't tell the people anything. I know. You can't tell them anything. I know. Firsthand, you can't tell them anything. They just want to turn a deaf ear to a blind eye. But you start touching their life in something that's dear to them, all of a sudden they see things in a different light. The people had to be shown. The sun and the moon shall be darkened. The stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion. I'll tell you what, you don't even hardly hear about a movie star anymore. No more stars shining, are they? The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem. The heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her anymore. No more. And it shall come to pass in the day that the mountains shall drop down new wine, the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall dwell forever in Jerusalem from generation to generation, for I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. That's draining the swamp. That's cleaning it up. Okay. Think about the fires and the flooding after this is all over and the smoke is cleared and the water's dried up. All they have done and tried to hide will be exposed, especially what they've done to the children. They have pushed back on you and they have gone too far. The devil always overplays his hand. Just look at the election, the voter fraud, for example. My people are standing up finally and pushing back. They're not going to take it anymore. Is it Twisted Sister? We're not gonna take it. Stand up and push back in the way I have provided for you to do so, physically, mentally, and spiritually. All is being exposed and it will light the fire. Mark 4:22, for there's nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. Luke 12:3, therefore whatsoever you have spoken in darkness shall be heard in the light, and that which you have spoken in the ear in the closet shall be proclaimed upon the housetop. Didn't they have a good old time sitting around their tables and having their meals, eating those children and all that stuff they were doing, and laughing at us at what they're doing to us? There's a meme, I have it, I don't know where it is, but it shows these people down on their knees, and there's like a Monopoly board, and the Monopoly board's on their backs, and they're all down like that, and these rich bankers and stuff are around it, and they're all saying, all we have to do is stand up. Yeah. The eight-hour segments that will play three times a day for 10 days, this is what it will do. It's going to bring to light what's been hidden in secret, what's been spoken in secret in the ear. You're going to hear it from the housetops. POTUS declassed all D.C. scandals last week. The corruption of the puppet president and his son and their evil dealings is starting to trickle out. Nothing can stop what's coming. The people must see this so they can begin to stand up. It had to be this way. You try to tell them, but they would not be told. But now they will see. Fear not. Whatever you may see or hear, just know that it is part of the plan and everything is under control. I'm with you. The power of Satan's illusion is being broken off the people. The head of the dragon has been cut off, but his body is thrashing about. This was all necessary so that the people could awaken from the satanic spell that has blinded them from seeing the truth. Now it will be in their faces and they will wake up. The storm is here. You are the storm. Senator Rand Paul said this last week. It's time for us to resist. They can't arrest us all. We have been the reason for the delay. We are the reason for the delay, the people that are asleep. They have been waiting on us. They are waiting on us to stand and resist the devil and his evil regime. Now I want to read to you the Tommy Hicks vision, not all of it, but just part of it. All right. As the vision appeared to me after I was asleep, I suddenly found myself at a great high distance. Where I was, I do not know. But as I was looking down upon the earth, suddenly the whole earth came into view. Every nation, every kindred, every tongue came before my sight. From the east and from the west, from the north and from the south, and I recognized every country in many cities that I had been in. I was almost in fear and trembling as I beheld the sight before me. And at that moment, as the earth came into view, it began lightning and thundering. As the lightning flashed over the face of the earth, my eyes went downwards. I was facing the north. Suddenly I beheld what looked like a giant. As I stared and looked at it, I was almost bewildered by the sight. It was so gigantic and so great in stature, his feet seemed to reach to the north pole and his head to the south. Its arms were stretched from sea to sea. I could not even begin to understand whether this was a mountain or whether this be a giant. But as I watched it, I suddenly beheld the great giant. I could see it was struggling for life to even live, but his body was covered with debris from head to foot. It's that old propaganda. And at times, this great giant would move its body and act as though it would even rise up at times. And when it did, thousands of little creatures seemed to run away. Hideous-looking creatures would run away from this giant. And when he would become calm, they would come back. All of a sudden, this great giant lifted his hand toward the heavens, and then it lifted its other hand, and when it did, these creatures by the thousands seemed to flee away from this giant and go into the darkness and into the night. Slowly, this great giant began to rise, and as he did, his head and hands went into the clouds. As he arose to his feet, he seemed to have cleansed himself from the debris and filth that was upon him, and he began to raise his hands into the heavens as though praising the Lord, and as he raised his hands, it was even unto the clouds. Suddenly, every cloud became silver, the most beautiful silver I have ever known. As I watched this phenomena, it was so great I could not even begin to understand what it all meant. I was so tired as I watched it and cried unto the Lord, and I said, "Oh Lord, what is the meaning of this?" And I felt as if I was actually in the Spirit. I could feel the presence of the Lord, even as I was asleep. It reminds me of the wings being plucked off of England, of the lion, and standing up. The Republic of the United States for America. And from the clouds, slowly, there came great drops of liquid light raining down upon the mighty giant. And slowly, slowly, this giant began to melt, began to sink, as it were, into the very earth itself. And as he melted, his whole form seemed to have melted upon the face of the earth. And this great rain began to come down. Liquid drops of light, as it were, began to flood the very earth itself, and as I watched this giant that seemed to melt, suddenly it became millions of people over the face of the earth, and as I beheld the sight before me, people stood up all over the world. They were lifting their hands, and they were praising the Lord. That very moment, there came a great thunder that seemed to roar from the heavens. I turned my eyes toward the heavens, and suddenly I saw a figure in white, glistening white, the most glorious thing I had ever seen in my life. I did not see the face, but somehow I knew it was the Lord Jesus Christ. As he stretched forth his hand, as he did, he would stretch forth his hand upon the peoples and the nations of the world, men and women, as he pointed towards them. This liquid light seemed to flow from his hand into this person, and a mighty anointing of God came upon them. Those people began to go forth in the name of the Lord. That's what's happening. That's all I'm going to read of that. But that's what's happening. That's what's happening in the earth right now. Let's see if I... All right, I'm going to read a passage out of Revelation right quick. Chapter 14. Verse verse 1, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his Father's name written in their foreheads. I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the firstfruits unto God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast in his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. He should be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast in his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Giving them chance after chance after chance after chance after chance. You know what? I thought about something as I was thinking about that. Lots say, well, there's no way they could come back from that. But why would God keep giving chances if there's no way they could come back from that? He's letting these things come to see if they'll finally repent and make the right choice. So it tells me God just keeps giving them chances, keep giving them chances. It's kind of like Nineveh. You know, kept giving the people chances. And Jonah didn't want to go there because he said, You're a merciful God, and they'll turn, and they'll come back to you, and then I'll be mad because I want you to blow them all to smithereens. They don't deserve to live. Isn't that kind of the general consensus, attitude? But God says, no, if they'll repent, if they'll turn. Now, they may have to die and be executed here for what they did. But that doesn't mean that they won't be able to receive Jesus. Here's the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from his labors and their works do follow them. Don't think for a minute that there won't be cost in what's going on. We've got military all over the world. And I looked and beheld a white cloud, and upon the cloud was one like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in the sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. He that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. Another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in the sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for grapes are fully ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress even unto the horses' bridles by the space of 1,600 furlongs. All right, I'm going to read you something else. This is the Battle Hymn of the Republic. It was originally a camp meeting hymn, Old Brothers, Will You Meet Us on Canaan's Happy Shore? It evolved into John Brown's Body. Then in 1961, Julia Ward Howe, wife of a government official, wrote a poem for Atlantic Monthly for $5. The magazine called it Battle Hymn of the Republic. The music may be by William Steiff. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He hath loosed the faithful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. No, glory, glory, hallelujah. I have seen him in the watchfires of 100 circling camps. They have builded him an altar in the evening dews and damps. I can read his righteous sentence by the dim and flaring lamps. His day is marching on. He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ is born across the sea with a glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free while God is marching on. All right, it's time for us to resist like we've never resisted before. The Lord is with us and we win, and the best is yet to come.